reason I'm calling tonight is to do another follow-up on that woman who disappeared in the elevator. Remember that story I told you about six months ago?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great story. Now, what do you mean follow-up? What's new?
Okay, well, the second time I called you up with a follow-up.
Do me a favor. Give us a real brief synopsis of the story for new listeners who are probably going, oh, tell us what happened. So do that first.
Okay. My sister and I were in a hospital in Plainview Hospital, and we're waiting for an elevator in the lobby. It was 7:15 in the afternoon. No one was around. Typical horror movie. And we're waiting for the elevator. We waited for at least 5 minutes for this elevator to arrive. In the meantime, the last few seconds of waiting for this elevator, this woman walks up. She has short black hair, white lab coat, black pants, about 165 pounds. She stands right directly. She walks out of the from the lobby area and stands directly in front of the door. I mean, her face was right there in front of the door.
Yeah, you can't miss
it. So I looked at my sister. I'm going, jeez, you know. So the door opens right up. As soon as she walks up, the door opens right up. So she gets in, and for some reason, this is very strange, but my sister and I did not budge. We didn't even think about moving. I didn't. And so the door starts to close, and as it's halfway closed, I snapped out of it, and I said to my sister, Lynn, hit the button. She didn't move, so I lunged forward, hit the button, and the door opened up. So we walk in. Lady's gone.
Yeah, and there was no hole in the elevator. She didn't go down the shaft, did she?
There was no back door to this elevator either, George. I know this elevator. I know anyone that lives in Long Island, they go to Plainview Hospital. Now it's North Shore Hospital or something like that. But it's
okay, now with the update.
So the update, the last update I gave you was when my mother went back into the hospital again, I checked out the elevator. I waited for some people to go in, and I waited for the door to start closing, and I pushed the button, and it's the elevator on the right side. There's two elevators there. So I pushed the button, and the door continued to close. So they fixed it because I went, and I told some people in the office about this. And then I guess they must have said, hey, you know, we can't use this to transport anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and get caught. You can't get caught again doing this. So they must have fixed it so the door doesn't open up. So now here's the follow-up, the second follow-up. My mother is back in the hospital. So I'm going around looking for this lady in the hospital while I'm in there because they have security guards.
You're obsessed trying to find this woman, aren't you?
George, this is serious now. I mean, you know, last week a guy called up and he said he heard a boat, you know, the sound of a boat coming up, and then he turned around, the boat wasn't there.
Yeah,
there's something serious going on.
Okay.
So anyhow, I went into the area that this woman came from, and I looked to see what's back there, and there's offices back there. And I looked in all the offices, and I found this woman who looks like her, the short black hair, little chubby face, white lab coat, black pants, and I went in there. And there was this other woman in there with her, but I went directly to her.
And you're just wandering around this spot. Okay.
Yeah. I was determined to find this woman.
Yeah.
So I think I found her because I explained the story to these two women in the office. And when I said that, you know, I saw the woman disappear, I mean, she vanished from the elevator, they just looked at each other. And then I said to her, the elevator now won't open up when you press the button. She goes, oh, no, that elevator works. And they were upset. Oh, no, that elevator works. I was just there. It works fine. I says, I'll take you out there right now. It doesn't work. You go to push the button as the door is closing, and it won't work. It just keeps closing. I says, the elevator next to it works, but not that one. So she goes, it works. So at that moment, I said to myself, in my mind, I says, you're the woman that I seen by the elevator and disappeared. I said this in my mind. And as soon as I finished saying that, she cocks her head with a smile like a horror movie. She cocks her head to the right, and she looks at me, and with a smile, she goes, are they hurting anyone?
Oh.
I freaked out. I looked at her, and I said, I don't know. I just seen the woman disappear. But I had to touch this woman. I had to see if she had real skin. You know,
well, and you never pointed her out to herself, right? You didn't say, you're the one I saw and you disappeared. Where'd you go?
No, George, I said it in my mind that you're the one. And I wanted to see what would happen. And then she cocked her head.
She read your mind.
That's what I'm thinking. I know it sounds bizarre, but listen, this is the only place you can call in and tell a story.
What's going on over there?
Well, I think I know what's going on, George. I'm putting together things that have happened in my life. And about 4 years ago, my girlfriend and I were in my apartment, and it's like two stories up. And it was in the summer, and we heard this blast sound. It sounded like a huge bomb went off coming from west, from where, New York area.
Okay.
And then we heard this sound of, like, things, like, it was like a coming closer to us. And the windows were open, and we're like, what the heck is going on? And we just, it was getting so loud, and it was coming so close that we backed up against the wall in the apartment, and because the windows were open, the curtains blasted up. When it hit, all the curtains just went, hit the ceiling, and then just came down, floated down. And I'm going, what the hell was that? And I ran outside, and the guys that went out there, you know, trimming the bushes with hedge cutters and stuff, not anything electrical, so they didn't hear anything. They didn't hear anything. So what I'm thinking is that something is going to happen so bad that some kind of a time warp happens, some kind of an energy wave or something created some kind of a ripple in time.
Why do you think it's going to be something bad, though? Why not something great and glorious?
Well, because, George, it was a sound of like an explosion. And I'm thinking that this thing that we heard is going to be something in the future that's going to happen, maybe. Who knows?
And what year did you hear this?
That was about 4 years ago.
4 years ago. I was going to say, you sure it wasn't around 9/11 time? Maybe a little before that?
No, it was after that, actually.
It was.
After that. Yeah. But what I'm thinking is that these beings that are coming here and that have been here, they're transporting back and forth right in front of our faces. We don't even know who they are because they look just like us.
And they may be using that elevator as one of the places. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Keep it coming.